Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and we are kind of freaking out a little bit because we are so honored to welcome Mike McNulty, who is the president of USTA, to the podcast, and we are doing this from the president's office at the 2022 U.S. Open. Aaron, are you freaking out right now a little bit?
I'm freaking out a little bit.
So, Mike, thank you.
I'm freaking out a little bit.
Okay. So, Mike, thank you so much for doing this. Can you tell us about your tennis background and also how you became the president of USTA?
Great. Well, I have a long history in tennis as a volunteer, not as a good tennis player. So I started about 23 years ago, and my father asked me, he was a tennis volunteer, to volunteer for tennis. At first, I told him no, which I have probably had never done before because I had a busy legal profession. And then he told me about the incredible attributes of being a tennis volunteer, you know, how you make great friends and how much you love the game and you can give back to it. So I told him yes. And from that point on, I started at the grassroots level and I became a president of a community tennis association, which I formed. I then became president of the Louisiana Tennis Association and then president of the Southern Tennis Association, which you may know is the largest section in the country, nine states and about 23% of the membership. And then I began to serve on the board of directors and I served three terms. And then there is a nominating committee that you apply to be able to serve in various capacities, which would include being president. And I was very fortunate to have been selected to be president and chairman of the board of the United States Tennis Association. It has been an incredible, incredible experience. Just today, for example, at the U.S. Open, and we're going to have Serena playing tonight. And I can't tell you how wonderful an experience it has been.
That's fantastic.
Can you tell us how the revenue from the U.S. Open impacts the growth of tennis at the grassroots level?
Well, the U.S. Open, to be honest with you, the U.S. Open generates more revenue than any other tennis tournament in the world. That includes any other Grand Slam, and we're very happy about it. We have 750,000 people who come to the U.S. Open every year. And it's the largest annual sporting event in the world. With that generated income, we use it to be able to service our mission. Our mission is to promote, develop, and grow the game of tennis. And we do that at the grassroots level. So I'm not going to get really into the intricacies of our structure, but we have 17 sections that make up the entire United States. Much of our funding goes to those 17 sections, and their responsibility is to grow tennis in their particular sections. And then there are some sections that have states that are independent, such as Southern. I think y'all are from North Carolina.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's North Carolina, the North Carolina Tennis Association. So with that structure, the USTA gives money to the sections. This past year, we gave about $60 million to the sections to be able to use to grow tennis. They, in turn, pass it down to their districts, such as North Carolina. Kelly Gaines loves to get that check.
Yes, she does.
I love Kelly.
Yes. And so it's a pass down. In addition to that section funding, there are a lot of grants we provide. You know, we provide monies to parks. We provide monies to different initiatives that are at the section level. And section funding monies to the grassroots is a strategic priority of the USTA.
Can you talk to us about the importance of volunteers at the national sections and local levels?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
The importance of the volunteers, I can't stress enough. You know, one of the things, I get to travel internationally and I'm on a Grand Slam board with other chairmen of the Grand Slams, and I'm on ITF committees and constitutional committees. I get to talk to them about their organizations and how they are structured, their governance structure. I tell them about the USTA and I tell them, you know, how we're structured and our volunteer system. And they're blown away. So their governance is such that their staffs, their employees are the people down the line from the national, as a national governing body, all the way down. They do it through paid employees. When I tell them that we have thousands and thousands of volunteers who passionately want to grow tennis and do so for free, they can't understand it. They can't understand why a lawyer or a doctor or some other person would take the time to give a significant amount of time to be able to serve on a committee or to go out on a court and, for example, be a mother or a father, being a captain of a junior team tennis, you know, manage that. But we do. And basically it's because we've been impacted by the game of tennis. We know, you know, we have a love for it and are willing to do that. So it's unique. We don't take it for granted. I've had people on the board that I've served with before who have been president of Bank of America. Right now, I have a board member, a treasurer of Amazon. Can you imagine trying to hire those people to be able to provide expertise and service? Right. And they do it for free. And they do it at the grassroots level through CTAs, through the North Carolina Tennis Association, state associations, nationally through different committees where they have expertise and can really help the organization in particular areas such as rules and regulations and governance. And you can go, you know, down the list of, for example, the 31 committees we have at the USTA.
So most of our listeners are adult league players, but we know that USTA is made, that's probably a small portion of what USTA is made up of. But can you talk to our listeners about other volunteer committees or other aspects of USTA?
Whoa, that's a lot. Yeah. So we have, you know, we have a lot of volunteer committees. The committees cover everything from high performance tennis all the way down to social play tennis, adult tennis, youth tennis, competitive tennis, tennis on campus, you know. So it's a whole area. I guess maybe what I should say is we have a pathway. Our mission is to attract, engage, and retain diverse tennis players. And we have committees that are set up to be able to address that entire pathway from youth and from youth playing socially to playing competitively to going to collegiate to professional. It's basically committees which would include leagues, you know. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that may be the committee where they are the most applications to serve because you have these passionate league players.
Yes. Oh, good. I mean, we are passionate.
I'm suggesting.
Some call it passion.
I'll tell you about the application process. I think both of you would be incredible committee members on the league committee. You know, I think one of your podcasts may have been sandbagging, maybe on leagues and everything.
Yes, with my husband.
You could change that.
Right.
You know, be on the committee. Go ahead and say, look, we got to address this. And
get a lot of pushback from that episode.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
But good to know.
We've gotten emails from it, but that means that people are listening and they're, you know, taking our issues and.
And they're passionate about it.
Yes, they're passionate.
Yeah.
Mike, can you tell us your most memorable moment on the court and as USTA president?
Wow. Whew. Yeah, I'm not that great a tennis player to have the most memorable moments on. Oh, I know. I'll tell you exactly what it is. So when I grew up, I loved to play father-son tournaments with my father. And remember, I mentioned that he got me into tennis. And so we won the Louisiana Tennis Association father-son tournament. And I was young, very young. We were very surprised that we did. We had great teams to compete against. But what happens is that tournament was sponsored by Sterling Sugars Corporation. And the trophy was a 5-pound bag of sugar. Not a trophy, but a 5-pound bag of sugar. Okay. You know, I've gotten rid of all my trophies already, but I never got rid of that 5-pound bag of sugar. And I used it. I was a lawyer for 41 years. And I used it as a paperweight on my desk for about 20 years until Ants took it over and I had to get rid of it. But people would always ask, why do you have a 5-pound bag of sugar on your desk? And I'd get to tell that wonderful story of winning a father-son tennis tournament.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. How about as USTA president?
Well, I have to say the first time you walk out on Arthur Ashe Stadium, you're in front of the world of tennis players, and it's the introduction. You know, when, for example, at the beginning of this tournament, welcome to the 2022 U.S. Open, and ESPN is shining down, and there are 5.3 million people that are watching, and you go, well, I hope I get it right. So, and also giving out the trophy. There are about three cardinal rules. Don't drop the trophy. Get the name right. You know, and actually in COVID, it was bump a fist and don't shake a hand. So I would say giving out the winner's trophy is pretty special.
Since we've got you on the podcast, and like I said, a lot of our listeners are league players, can you let us in on the algorithm for our NTRP ratings?
Yes. I want to know. That's what everybody wants to know.
I can't. I'm going to have to tell you. I'll take the fifth on that.
Right, right.
You know? I don't know the algorithm. I do know that there are a lot of people that go into that rating system, and we're working on a lot of different rating systems now. You know,
right.
As you know, you probably have heard of WTN,
and
that's being implemented. But look, I've been a league player for many, many years. I know the importance of being rated right,
right.
You know, and but to explain that algorithm, no. I can tell you where you go. I'll defer. Matter of fact, I'll do this. I'll give you the name of the person that you can do the interview with.
Yes.
If you want to get that algorithm explained.
Oh, we would love that.
Okay.
Yes. That would be a very popular episode.
And Mike, real quickly, anything we forgot? Anything else you want to say to league
players? This has been fun. Yeah. It's been great. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this. And I'm glad that you're here at the U.S. Open. And we'll be in the President's Suite tonight. On a pretty special night with Serena playing, I just have to tell you, it's crazy. It is crazy here now. So
yes. Yeah,
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, well, we are so excited. And we also want to thank Paula Hill for helping us get this interview. She's sitting in here with us right now. So a big thank you to Paula Hill and also Mike McNulty. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We can't thank Mike McNulty enough for taking the time out of his busy schedule to do an interview with us. We definitely want to start volunteering with USTA, especially if we can change some of the rules. Also, we were hoping Serena would win her match, but the atmosphere was electric and incredible, and we had such an amazing time. We hope you check out our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.